Thank you, guys. I hear myself, so I must be on. That's good. You know, when Pastor Mark told me about this date and gave me the date that we were that I would be sharing, I had an entirely different message that on my mind and that I was working on, and that message was out of Matthew chapter 4. And it's about where Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights and all. But even though I had that message and I am going to preach that message whenever the Lord allows me to preach it, the Lord put something specifically on my heart and gave me a word. And that word is what I want to share with you guys this morning. Okay. For me, it was, it's a tough word. And it's a word that not many of us like to hear. I just said, okay, Lord, I'll do that. And so the Lord led me to the verses that I feel that He's given me. Over the last few weeks, this word came from a message that Pastor Mark preached a few weeks ago. And it's just been through my devotions and through my just hearing things, reading things, it keeps coming up. So I'm listening, but I want to share with you from Genesis chapter 15, the first seven verses. But before we start, I want to just open in prayer, okay? Father, we come this morning to give thanks to You for Your presence. And how You've blessed us, Lord, with Your presence here this morning, Lord. You are moving in this body. And Father, we as a body have people in our body that, Lord, that need healing. And Lord, we all as a body need to hold on to Your promises, because Your promises are true. Your promises are tried. You are a faithful God. And so, Father, we just commit this time to You. And Lord, just ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, that You continue to move upon us this morning. For we ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you would stand with me as I read the scriptures. Genesis chapter 15, starting at verse 1 and going through verse 8. Sometime later, the Lord spoke to Abraham in a vision and said to him, "Do not be afraid, Abram. For I will protect you, and your reward will be great." But Abraham replied, "O sovereign Lord, what good are all your blessings when I don't even have a son, since you've given me no children? Eliezer of Damascus, a servant of my household, will inherit all my wealth. You have given me no descendants of my own. So one of my servants will be my heir." Then the Lord said to him, "No, your servant will not be your heir. For you will have a son, your own son, who will be your heir." Then the Lord took Abram outside and said to him, "Look up into the sky and count the stars if you can." That's how many descendants you will have. And Abram believed the Lord, and the Lord counted him as righteous because of his faith. You may be seated. I read that from the NIV or NLT translation. The title of this message is, What Happens When We Hear the Word Wait? We all look forward to hearing from God when He speaks to us. Isaiah 30 verse 21 says that your own ear will hear Him. Right behind you a voice will say, this is the way you should go, whether to the right or to the left. God speaks to us. God wants us to understand His voice and know His voice, recognize His voice. But do we always want to hear what He has to say? Or we really want to hear what we think we want God to say to us? God will always do what is best for us. He is a good, good Father. Amen? Always good. He gives us what is best for us. We don't always know what's best for us, but He does. Amen? And He always wants us to have the very best. When God says, wait, and we don't wait, we're missing His perfect will for our own lives. Today, we want to look at what happens when we don't wait, and we take what God wants us to experience and handle it our way. How many of us do that? Amen? All of us, right? Billy Graham, he had 7 decades of ministry. And Billy had plenty of waiting periods. Just like you, he had to practice patience. And below are some of the quotes to help us or show us how he handled waiting and what he thinks of instruction from the Lord to be patient. God allows difficulties, inconveniences, trials, and even suffering to come our way for a specific purpose. They help us develop right attitude for the growth of patience. Patience includes perseverance, the ability to bear up under weariness, strain, and persecution when doing the work of the Lord. It is the regular exercise of patience and long-suffering in small day-to-day frustrations and irritations, which prepare us to endure when the great battle comes. You know, Abraham, it says that sometime later, well, what happened before this? Sometime before this, Abraham found himself in a battle, a big battle. And he had delivered Lot and his family because they were living in Sodom. The king of Sodom, he had come with his warriors, not the king of Sodom, but Abraham had come with his warriors and won the battle for the king of Sodom. And the king of Sodom wanted to give him all this wealth. And he refused it. So that brings us to this place. Abraham has refused the blessing of wealth. Okay, and so here he is, and our first point is God's timing has no limits. And it says that God spoke to Abraham. and said to him, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid." I'm going to give you a little tidbit here. This is the first time in the Old Testament that this word, "do not be afraid," appears. Okay? First time. Didn't want him to be afraid. But God spoke to him and says, "Do not be afraid. For I will protect you. And I will reward you very great." You see, we hear that word "wait," and we want to put limits on how long we're going to wait for this. You see, God had made a promise here, and actually it was a covenant, to Abraham that he would have many descendants, that he would produce a son. And it goes on to say that Abraham believed what God said to him. But Abraham come back with the response as, "Okay, I'm willing to wait, but my heir is going to be my slave servant. I don't have a son. You've not given me a son." And God says to him, "You are going to have many." He took him outside and he said, "You and I," or he took him outside and says, "Look up, because you are in God's, it is God's master plan, not your plan." You see, Abraham's problem was he was really old. He was really old. But he's still a warrior. Now, when Isaac is actually born, he's 99 years old. Now, Shirley's got a mom that's 94, right, Shirley? 100. Wow. 100. Okay. Here Abraham is, he's being told, in his old age, he's being told, given a promise, that he is going to have a son. He is going to have a son. It is virtually impossible. He knows that. But we know this. All things are possible with God, right? All things are possible with God. But he says, "Look up. Look up." Abraham, he looked up, and what did he see? God showed him all the stars. He said, "Can you count them?" He said, "If you can count the number of stars, that's how many descendants you're going to have." Think about something. He's 90 something. He's in his 90s now. God's given him a promise. A promise that in reality, in the real world, is almost impossible. Would be impossible. But Abraham believed God. Abraham believed God and what God promised him. Over in chapter 16, we see that his wife Sarah is being told that she is going to give birth to a son. God's timing, number two, God's timing is always at the right time. Sarai, she's in her 90s. She's being given this promise. She's being told at 90 she's going to give birth. I don't know about you, but I have seen 5 of my children being brought into this world. I was in the delivery room when they came into this world. And I can tell you, even in a young mother, it's a very painful, it's a struggle. Okay? It's a struggle. Okay? But here she is, 90, and she's being told that she is going to bear children. Now, what is so significant about bearing children? Well, in the Old Testament, if you were, in other words, if you couldn't have children in those ancient times, it was considered a curse. But to be able to have children was a blessing. Huh. So here she is, 90 years old, in her 90s, being told that she's going to give birth to a child. She is going to be blessed. And so the correct way to wait for the Lord is to steadfastly expect His mercy. I have a friend of mine. A few years ago, we used to meet at the Village Inn for breakfast like every other week. And one day we were all there. There's about 12 of us. I think Lynn was there. And that was when he could remember yesterday. And this guy told us, he said, you know, we're going to go to China and we're going to adopt. We're going to adopt a little girl. And, you know, and he said he wanted us to pray. So we prayed. You know, we prayed about this and they pursued it. Well, a few months before they were supposed to leave, they got a phone call, and there was a local baby that had come up for adoption. Okay, and they chose to adopt this local baby. And they didn't give up on the child from China, because 2 years later they went back to China and they adopted a little girl. But he asked us to pray, and we prayed, and they had tried all kinds of things. Fertility drugs, went through treatment, and all kinds of things. Nothing to have a child. And so they thought that this was... But I said to him one day, I said, wouldn't it be something? He said, for whatever reason, we can't have children. I said, wouldn't it be something someday that if you did get pregnant, you know, it's not going to happen. The tests have done this and they've taken all these tests. We just can't do it. About 2 years later, he called me up one day and he said, hey, Ken, you're never going to believe what happened. I said, what? And he says, I'm going to be a daddy. And I said, you already are a daddy. And he said, no, I'm going to be a real dad. You know, and they were able to have a child. And so they had a child, but they still had the 2 adopted children. And so what happens here, Sarah says, you know what? Now, the period from what happened in chapter 15 to what is going on in chapter 13, or 16, it's about 15 years. From when God said to Abraham, you're going to be the descendant. You're going to have many descendants. Now, it's been 15 years later, Sarai says, hey, why don't you take, we'll put thing matters in our own hands. You take my servant and have birth through her. give birth to a son through her. And that's what happened. She gave Abraham her slave, and they had and gave birth to Ishmael. Amen? Remember that? God's salvation and His rescue of what, while waiting, we're not to take things in our own hands, into our own hands. Now, how many of you are like me? A few weeks ago, I heard that word, wait. Now, I didn't know what that meant at the time. Still wondering what, because several things are going on for me. Number one is I'm getting ready to retire in September. So I'm like, well, what is this? What does this mean? Second thing is we were looking to buy a house so that we could get out of a second floor onto a first floor. What does that mean, waiting? You see, the last thing I want to do at this point is to take things in my own hands and say, well, we're going to do this and stuff. But I want to wait. Mainly, one reason is because my wife says we're going to wait. Okay? God wants us to wait to see what He has for us. And then, thirdly, God's timing has lasting promises. In Genesis 17, several things happen here. Genesis 17 is where Abram's name is changed to Abraham. And the Abraham means the father of many nations. Okay? God changed his name. And so, if you look at the scriptures, in the Old Testament, when they encounter God, Abraham encountered God here, and God changed his name. Jacob encountered God, wrestled all night with God. God changed his name to what? Israel. The Apostle Paul was Saul. But when he had an encounter with God, his name was changed to Paul. So when we encounter God, we can expect things to change. Amen? With God's promises comes responsibility in our daily lives. When chapter 15, God spoke to Abraham. Chapter 17, God appeared to Abraham. There was change. And so when there is change, something happens, has to happen. In other words, if we want to see, if the word is wait, you see, well, we don't know why we're waiting, but we don't just wait. What are we doing? We're supposed to be doing something. We have to make it a part of our daily activity to be doing something. What is that something? That something is drawing us closer to God. It's His Word. Being in His presence. I don't know what the word is that God has given to you. But if you know what? We're all waiting for something. We're all waiting for something. We're waiting for that financial breakthrough. We're waiting for that blessing of a child. We're waiting for the blessing of a healing, the blessing of a restoration. These are God's promises. God promised Abraham But with that promise came a responsibility. Guys, we are a small group here. And I believe God has given us a wonderful. He's given us a promise. We are a wonderful group of believers here. When one of our members hurts, everybody pulls together. God is on the verge of doing a great work here. And I'm thankful that we're all a part of it. But you see, we have a responsibility. All of us. You know what? Abraham had a wonderful testimony. Now that his name is Abraham, powerful testimony. All of us have a testimony. And I want to tell you this. The word that God gave me was the word wait. A resounding wait. I heard it loud and clear. In my devotions for the last several weeks, that word wait kept coming up. And waiting is not something that is part of who I am. You see, I'm very impatient. I don't like setting up red lights. You know, I don't like red lights. I don't like sitting in traffic that is stopped and not moving. But see, by being that way, I miss blessings. See, it is often times like this where God is asking us to wait, or God is asking or giving us a word and telling us a word. We expect it now, instantaneously, because that's the culture that we live in. But as we study the scriptures, we find that when God made a promise, it was often many years before the promise came. But the scripture says here that Abraham believed God, and God counted it as righteousness. What is it today that God is asking you to believe? Do you need a healing? If God has promised you a healing, guess what? If that's the word that you got, God is faithful. Healing is what you will get. If God has promised you a new job, guess what? A new job is what you will get. Our responsibility is to believe. Our responsibility is to believe. You see, in chapter 17, or Abram, God said to him, I want you to get these sacrifices, prepare these sacrifices. You see, he made a covenant with him. A covenant meant it was an agreement, a contract between two people. One person was Abram. The other person was who? It was El Shaddai, God Almighty. Okay? So when he offered this, when he made those sacrifices, he said, take the sacrifices, cut them in half, all but the birds. And lay them side by side. Abram on one side, El Shaddai, God Almighty, on the other. Consummation of a contract. Guaranteed. Abraham was never the same. What is that word that God has given you? I know the word that God has given me, and it's wait. And I'm going to wait. As hard as it is, I'm going to wait because I know it's a promise of God. I don't know what your word is. And if you don't know, now's the time to ask God what that word is and ask Him to give you that word, you see. Because in this process of me getting this word, in my prayer time, I have gone before on my knees, you see, because I've heard that word in Isaiah 30, verse 21. That my ear will hear Him, hear His voice. I want to hear Him. And I want Him to tell me which way to go. I will go. I'm going to ask if Pastor Mark will come because he's our pastor. And I'm going to ask him if he will pray for us. And if you want prayer, please. If you know what that word is that God has given you, then respond. The Holy Spirit is moving here this morning. His presence is here. So I'm going to ask if Mark would just pray for us. If you want prayer, please come up.
I think a key point in the idea of waiting is the fact that waiting is not something we do passively. That as we wait on God, He requires certain things of us. When the disciples waited on the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, they were active. They were praying. They were together in fellowship. They did things. And Abraham, although he did make a few mistakes in his period of waiting, okay, the idea for us to realize here is that what Ken is saying this morning, I believe the Lord is trying to show us is while we wait for God to act in our lives, He's requiring something on us and that is that we not sit passively by waiting for Him to drop it in our lap. And so as we get ready to go to prayer this morning, let's realize that in praying, going to the Lord, I believe what the Lord is saying here is, while you're waiting on me, you need to do something. Mm-hmm. So what is the Lord requiring of you this morning? We know what He required of Abraham. We know what He required of the disciples as they waited in the upper room. We see this in the lives of others. And yet for us, sometimes the idea of waiting is to sit back in our easy chair, pick up our feet and wait for it to happen. But we're not forcing God's hand, but what we're going to realize this morning is we need to walk hand in hand with Him. So if you have a need this morning, if there's something that you want to bring to the Lord, what's the Lord asking you to wait on today? And can we agree together in prayer that as we wait on Him, that you will take part in the waiting with Him and walking with Him? So, Heavenly Father, as we prepare to close the service out this morning, we open up this altar for a time of prayer. There are some this morning, Lord, who have been waiting upon You for an answer. It could be a physical answer, spiritual answer, financial, relational. The list is extensive. And they may have even stepped back and said, you know what, Lord, this is what You require of me, to wait on You. I believe and I'm waiting on You, Father. But what they haven't done is they haven't waited with You. Mm. And so this morning, Lord, as we wait upon You, let us wait with You and You with us. So if you have, Lord, lead those here this morning that are seeking this, that You've spoken to, that we can pray with them and agree together with them, that in waiting, we do so.